Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Thursday, October 9th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There is a lot of news to get into. There's a ton of updates from the YouTube team who are working on a media kit where you can download data analytics about your YouTube account to share it directly with brands, and a new feature they're working on called Extend with AI, which is not a concept that I love, but we'll get into it. Additionally, Renee Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team explains how titles with A/B testing work on YouTube. Now the feature is available. He walks through not only how it works, but how you can use it. Additionally, the head of Instagram announces that the Reels translation feature is now working across 4 different languages. We'll hear from him directly talking about that. And the edits team is rolling out some updates, including a media kit, just like what YouTube is offering, so you can share your analytics data with brands. All of that and more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the YouTube news. We normally start with the Instagram news, but I want to mix it up. Lauren, program manager at the YouTube Creator Insider team, has a bunch of new things to talk about, including media kit expansion, where you can download the data from your account to share it with brands, and a new feature called Extend with AI. Here's Lauren.
What's up, insiders? I'm Lauren, a program manager on our product team here at YouTube and the producer of Creator Insider. We're happy to announce that we're launching a new feature this week to create public to member-only live streams, which we announced earlier this month at Made on YouTube. This feature allows creators to easily transition a current public live stream into a special members-only stream instead of having to end the stream and start a new one for members. Viewers who are channel members at the tier specified by the creator can access the respective members-only live stream. Non-members will have the opportunity to purchase a membership to unlock access. This saves creators time and energy, makes it easier to provide a valuable perk to their channel members, and helps creators acquire new members by sparking curiosity of the content to come. We'll leave more information below, but let us know if you have any questions. Moving on, we've talked about the media kit on the channel before, but we're excited to share that we're now expanding the feature to all creators in the YouTube Partner Program globally. So what is the Media Kit? The Media Kit is a personalized, auto-generated PDF that creators can use to showcase their channel performance, unique audience, and creativity to potential brand partners. This document is designed to help creators secure brand deals and other monetization opportunities, and contains unique data points that are not available in YouTube Analytics, such as audience watch and shopping interests. So where can you find your media kit if you're in YPP? A new link titled Download Your Media Kit will be added to the Earn tab in YouTube Studio on desktop. Clicking the link will open a new tab to download a PDF of your personalized media kit. This launch is intended to empower creators by enabling them to use a professional document of sample videos, channel performance, and audience data to help them secure brand deals and other monetization opportunities. Moving on, we're introducing a new remix feature called Extend with AI. This feature gives you creative suggestions to help you add a new segment into your own short. To use Extend with AI, pick a moment from an eligible short, select a suggested prompt that describes what you want to happen next, and create a new segment that you can use for your own short. Prompts are generated based on the video you choose to remix, so they offer creative suggestions tailored to your own unique content. You can add music after the preview draft has been generated. Your remixed creation becomes a new short that you can share, while the original creator's video remains the same. As with other remix features, every short that's created with Extend with AI will be linked back to the creator's original video from the Shorts player. Linking back to the original video provides an opportunity for new audiences to discover both your content and the original creator's. You can already add your own ending to a short with our cut feature, but the goal of Extend with AI is to make remixing more fun. The Created with AI label will be shown in the Shorts player, just like other Shorts AI tools. Creators who don't want their videos included can always opt out, and we'll leave instructions in the description. Extend with AI will begin gradually rolling out to all regions outside of the EU and UK in the coming months. Initially, the feature will only be available in English, and we'll keep you posted on our plans for both expanding languages and country availability. And that's it for this week. From the creators of YouTube to YouTube creators, we'll see you next week.
I don't love that AI feature that she talked about. I think that's going to potentially add more AI slop to the world. But overall, I like what the YouTube team is doing. And it's very interesting that they're talking about this media kit when the Instagram team, through edits, is offering the same new feature. We'll come back around to that when we get to the Instagram news. Now let's move on to Renee Ritchie from the Creator Insider team talking about A/B titles on YouTube and how you can set that up so that YouTube will pick the best title for your video.
Did you know that you can now A/B test titles as well as thumbnails? I'm Renee Ritchie, a longtime creator working inside YouTube, and here's how it works. When you upload a new long-form video on desktop, click right on the title field to start a test as soon as you publish. Or go back and edit a previous long-form video on desktop, click on the thumbnail, click on A/B test, and then choose title only, which lets you test up to 3 titles with the same thumbnail, thumbnail only, which lets you test up to 3 thumbnails with the same title, or title and thumbnail, which lets you test up to 3 thumbnail and title pairs. Why pairs? Title text is often meant to complement the thumbnail, to provide a second chance at winning the click. So not all combos would make sense or would be ideal. Also, splitting impressions 3 ways for testing is just more realistic for more creators than 3 to the 3 ways. Each logged in viewer will see the same title, thumbnail, or pair every time they're logged in, but might run into other variants when they're not logged in, like on social or when they're logged into different accounts. The test will run until the system determines a statistically significant winner, or 2 weeks have elapsed. What does statistically significant even mean? If you flip a coin 5 times and get 3 heads, that doesn't mean heads won, because if you flip it 5 more times, you could easily end up with 6 tails. Statistical significance means the system tested enough times that it's reasonably sure the winner is actually the winner. If there is a winner, the system will switch to it, and that's what everyone will see going forward. If there's no winner, the system will switch to the first title, thumbnail, or pairing you set, and then maybe try bigger differences and test again. Like with thumbnails, when you test face or no face, text or no text. With titles, try different keywords, ordering, and concepts, because the bigger the differences you test, the more successful, the better, and the faster you'll probably get results. Also, try testing at different times. For the first 24 to 72 hours, the test will probably be hitting your regular viewers, who are just way more likely to click regardless of the title or thumbnail. After 72 hours, the test will probably be hitting more new and casual viewers who could be more sensitive to the differences. And a few weeks or a few months later, an evergreen audience. Winners are determined by watch time. And I know many people ask about CTR, but click-through rate can bias towards clickbait, which can tank retention and hurt performance. And CTR can also go down as viral views go up, which can cause a lot of confusion. Basically, a title and thumbnail make a promise, and the video has to deliver on that promise. With watch time, you have to click to watch, and you have to have retention to build up time. That's promise and delivery, and the better indicator for performance. Drop me your questions and follow for more.
I really like his explanation of how this feature works, and I love the illustration of using the coin toss to explain the probabilities and how that would play out based on what's worked over 5 times versus what's worked over 10 times. Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram is going to stop by to talk about how you can now translate your reels between English, Portuguese, Spanish, and Hindi. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move on to the Instagram news. The head of Instagram announced today that you can now translate your reels between English, Portuguese, Spanish, and Hindi. Here's the clip of him explaining, but most of the clip is in foreign languages because he's demonstrating what he's describing, so I'm going to catch you up after the clip is over. If you speak Portuguese, Spanish, or Hindi, you're going to benefit from this clip way more than the rest of us English speakers. Here's the clip.
Most of the videos on Instagram are in a language that you don't speak, but that does not mean that you're not interested in them. And so today we're announcing that we're expanding our translations to more languages.
जो आप एक वीडियो पोस्ट करते समय उसे स्वचालित रूप से अंग्रेजी, स्पेनिश, पुर्तगाली और हिंदी में अनुवाद कर पाएंगे. Para das maiores línguas no Instagram e no Facebook, em ambas as plataformas. O que estamos a tentar fazer é ajudar as pessoas que têm coisas criativas para dizer a alcançar pessoas que talvez não falem a mesma língua que elas.
Así que échale un vistazo, ármelo saber qué piensas. Tenemos muchos más idiomas que cubrir. Así que pronto habrá más. Paz.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to convey what he just explained. So you're going to be able to, when you post a video, automatically have it translated between English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Hindi. They picked those languages because those are the 4 biggest languages across Instagram and Facebook. Instagram's goal in doing this is to help creative people who have things to say reach more of an audience. He invites you to check it out and let him know what you think. And then he says peace, just like he does in all his videos. Okay, I think this is a fantastic feature. I think this is absolutely something that every single platform should have because every single piece of content you make should be watchable by everyone, regardless of what language they speak. Let's not limit people. Google Translate has been around for many years. I've used it hundreds, if not thousands of times to express myself in other languages when talking to someone in person or when needing to translate some kind of text on a website. It's fantastic for that. Let's bring that same attitude and design to every single social media platform. That's my opinion anyway. Let's move on to the edits news. The @creators account made a new post sharing some of the updates for the edits app. You can now share insights. They explain that you can easily share your account and specific Reels performance metrics with others now in a formalized PDF report. This is incredibly similar to what we just talked about YouTube providing in a media kit. Additionally, they have added new sound effects, over 250, including some spooky options if you are making Halloween-themed content. They also say that you can now easily find any sound effect you need with new search functionality that's available within the Edits app. There's also some new text presets, including fonts, colors, animations, and effects, if you're interested in that. I will link to this update from the Threads team in the show notes so you can get there directly. That is going to do it for today's episode. If you would like a weekly email recap of all the things I talked about on the show, I have an email newsletter. You can get there to sign up directly using the link in the show notes, or you can go to my Instagram bio at Daniel Hill Media and click the link in my profile. As always, thank you for listening.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.